These are soul-identifying questions. You are asking yourself, opening up the door to connect to yourself in a way that you're releasing all the outside noise. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I want to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas, and welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am so happy that this is this week because it is tax week, and I am praying for all the accountants and financial advisors and all the people that are directly affected by taxes, but by golly, owning your own business, and also my husband owns his own business, and it has just been a lot. So this week is big, and I feel like everything is due this week, like April 17th. Is it because taxes are like due? What is tax day? The 15th? But like everything, there's so many things that are like due by April 17th. And I was like, oh my gosh. So it's been a long time coming. How is your energy? How have you been feeling? I feel this uproar is like coming back because I don't know what you believe in, but just with the eclipse and just energies have been shifting. And there was a really big shift. I felt it. I saw it in my animals. I feel it. And I don't know. I feel like things are rising. Things are elevating, and I couldn't be happier. So I hope that you feel the same. Let me know if you are. I would love to know how you're doing, how you're feeling. Always please email me anytime you need anything. hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. I would love to talk to you. And as always, you could schedule a clarity call, a free half-hour clarity call with me, and we could talk about anything that you want to. I do have structure, so it's not just going to be a, you know, twiddling your thumbs, but I leave it open for you and what you need. And I love having these just 30-minute heart-to-heart calls. So that is always on the table as well. You could go to naturallyempoweredliving.com/clarity-call, and I will also link it in the show notes for you. Okay. Let's get into this episode. This, I hope that you'll find some tangible tidbits because I know what we talk about here, not a lot of it is tangible takeaways. So it does require you to go inside and do the work, do your inner work yourself, but it's your life work, it's your root work, and it's your soul's mission here. So I'm just so, so thankful to be able to be a part of your life, and I do not take that lightly. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Earlier this week, I was on another business platform. I was doing a training interview call, and we got on this conversation of like authenticity, and it, ironically enough, something that she said, she's like, I read this the other day and it sparked something in me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just read the same thing, but it wasn't the same source. And I'm like, that's so like just ironic and beautiful. And like that's synchronicity, right? It was something that was meant to be said. And I was like kicking myself because I'm like, I can't quote what I read, but it was just so profound. And I mean, we got the gist around within that conversation that her and I had, But after we ended the recording, like, you bet your bottom, I went back and scoured my notes because I read it in my meditation certification. I went back and scoured my notes to find this message. And this is what I wanted to share with you today, because the conversation that Claire and I had, so after Claire was this last episode, episode 80, Claire Unkefer, I was then on her business platform and we were just, you know, basically continuing our conversation. And it was going to be a masterclass within her workspace. But she brought up like how everyone finding like their innate path, finding their authentic path, it helps the collective, you know, because you're helping other people by being yourself. And it was such a beautiful message because I was like, oh my gosh, I just was like learning about this, because so often we get it backwards. We feel that we're supposed to be living in this mold because we're conditioned and hardwired a certain way, and that's added in society, and we're conditioned to just fit that mold, to, you know, walk the straight line, to XYZ and just do the things, do the shoulds, and everything is fine. And that's ass backwards. And I hope that this ripple is becoming a tidal wave, because when you are confidently, authentically true to yourself, you are going to benefit the world. You are not only going to benefit yourself and your family and those close to you, but you are going to make the most positive, uplifting ripple within the world, within the collective. And I'm going to bring energetics in here, because by you being your true, innate, authentic, higher, however, whatever word you want to put in there, by you being your true self, what's that going to bring? That's going to bring confidence to your life. It's going to bring happiness into your life. It's going to bring peace into your life. It's going to bring joy and love and ease and flow and all those high vibrational, high energy. Like, you're going to be feeling it. And what is that going to do? It's going to radiate and ripple out to the rest of the world. And this isn't even what I learned in my meditation certification, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But like, just visualize how you're feeling. Like when you walk into a room and the energy, like you could cut the tension with a knife, like that, there's a reason that that saying is a saying, because literally like you could cut the tension with a knife. Well, the same goes if you walk into a room and like it is just this loving, welcoming energy and you just feel it. It's palpable. Like think of that. Think of that impact. So this is what I read. I'm going to read it directly from my notes. So this is not my words. I took it from the Meditation Secrets for Women book that I am reading right now by Camille Maureen and Lauren Roche. And these are my notes, so it might be a little butchered from the notes, but I'm not taking copyright here. This is from the book. It says, it's okay to have an ego. It's okay to have a self. It's okay to have wants, needs, and desires. What's the point of living? What attunements serve you in being centered in your own self that you can fulfill your mission of being here on this earth? So you can love who you are meant to love and serve who you are meant to serve and experience what you are meant to experience and be who you are meant to be. Not someone else, not someone else's wants, needs, desires, experiences. The world needs you. The world needs your gift, the gift that comes from you living your authentic life. And as I'm just reading this, I'm like, oh, like now bring in alignment, like energy with alignment, right? Like if you're walking that path, you're walking in alignment with your soul's path, you're going to meet the people that you're destined to meet. You're going to experience the things that you're going to experience. Of course, our free will comes into this and we might stray off path, but this is my quote right here. Every failure that we perceive as a failure is just our notice. It's our lesson that we have to come back home to ourselves. We have to get back on the path back to ourselves, to our innate path, to our authentic self. Like we don't have failures. We just perceive them as failures, but look at it as a sign that you just need to come back home to yourself. You just need to make that short pivot to come back home, to truly be yourself, to risk being different from your culture if it doesn't, you know, resonate with you, your family if you have different beliefs or values or morals, your friends. Like that can bring up so much anxiety and doubt. I get it. I totally get it. But your authenticity is in fact a gift. that you're giving back to those, that culture, that family, that the friends, the community. And once we become so confident to be ourselves, oh my gosh, there's power. Like, each of us has a knowing. We each have this beautiful mission. Call it your mission, your purpose, your calling, your dharma, whatever you want to call it. We all have this knowing that contributes to the whole. And when you embody what you value, what you perceive, that fabric of connection between us all, it's enriched, right? So going back to this book, we continue in, every woman has somewhere within her a sense of her own authority, a sense of her own sovereignty. As women, we know things through our bodies, through our emotions, our intuition. And let's call this our female power. It's just the way it is. We all have this within ourselves. And with meditation, it validates this ability. This profound healing integration takes place within our bodies and our souls. And I am so thankful to be certified through this meditation certification. I am so thankful and grateful that meditation has brought me to this place to be able to now serve and impact and teach other people the art of meditation, instinctive meditation, because there is no right way. There's no right way. And it's so beautiful how meditation is able to help us connect to our inner worlds, but then also help us connect to the outer world. Because when we meditate, we're honoring our instincts, right? Instinctive meditation. We're honoring our instincts. We tap into our inner knowing and we become more confident. And afterwards, that's when we make that connection to the outer world. We're aware of the bigger things and we're able to see the little things that we might want to be changing within our lives, because we have that inner clarity. We know the decision making, we know our choices, and we're confident in the decisions that we need to make for ourselves. It's natural. It's a natural way for your body to heal, to be aware, to come back home to ourselves. It's natural. We just have to allow ourselves to open that door. So I want to share two ways to connect with yourself, to connect to your innate, true, authentic self. Number one is ask yourself questions. Get to know yourself. And I'm going to share some questions to ask yourself, and they're very simple. But I encourage you to pull out a journal, you know, and just start writing. Or if you prefer to just kind of sit with it and meditate and, you know, kind of have that thought process flow, that's great too. Whatever feels right for you. But sit with yourself and ask yourself questions like, what brings me joy? What makes me feel at home? What makes me feel like myself? What makes my heart sing? What is effortless to me? What makes me feel in this most effortless, conscious flow? What is an experience I've had that I have felt totally alive? What do I need right now? What do I want right now? What do I desire? What are my goals? How do I want to feel? Am I living my life through my expectations or others? And if they're my expectations, my internal expectations, are they realistic? Are they filled with grace and compassion? Or are they unrealistic and bringing on more shame and guilt and comparison and judgments? And if they're others' external expectations, can I release them? Is there a boundary that I can set? A conversation that I could have? Do I welcome all of myself? The happiness and the sadness, the peace and the chaos, the activity and the rest, the adventure and the solitude? And what are my priorities? If I'm unsure, let's ask, does XYZ get me closer to where I want to be? And if it does, that's a priority. If it doesn't, maybe that's an expectation or a should or an external something pressure that maybe you can release or delegate or ask for help with. These are soul identifying questions. You are asking yourself, opening up the door to connect to yourself in a way that you're releasing all the outside noise, the societal expectations, the just expectations from your loved ones, opinions from external forces and factors and pressures. And this is you. This is time for you to ask yourself these questions. Only you. Make that time for yourself. And the second way is, I'm sure you could guess it, is to meditate. There truly is no wrong way to meditate. However, I know that it's helpful to have kind of guidelines and maybe a structure to just kind of know a how-to and meditate, like getting into a meditative state, that is what is natural. But it's almost like our humanness, it isn't very receptive and welcoming to it at first because we feel that it's uncomfortable or it's vulnerable or I'm doing it wrong or there's just a lot of you know, thought activity that we think is wrong, but it's not, right? When we meditate, it's you're giving yourself this space and this capacity to process your thoughts, to allow things to come to the surface that you maybe have shoved under the rug, you know, today, yesterday, years, you know, past. And it, when things come up, a lot of times we're like, no, we need to be still. We need to be structured. We need to, you know, turn off our mind to meditate. But our body's natural flow and natural rhythm is to process through things. We go through different states of meditation through like the processing, the resting, the regenerating, the recovery. Like there's so many different states of meditation. You might fall asleep, but what does that say? That says that your body needed sleep. You needed that rest. And a lot of times when we fall into a meditative state, our consciousness, like we zone out so, like we're in the zen, like we're in it, right? We are in that flow of connecting to ourselves and just feeling the expansiveness, or like we might have visualizations or we might feel like we're dreaming, but we're awake. That, I mean, that's only part of meditation. Like that's the flow, right? But then there's the transition to come out again. It's connecting and bridging your inner and outer worlds back together. But the beauty of meditation is it's your body's way to naturally heal yourself through being awake and being completely conscious, right? It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And there's many different ways to meditate, right? So just like quick practices for this episode's sake is you can tune into your senses. You can really just try to connect to your five senses that we all, you know, are aware of, or the more, like the balancing sense, the, you know, the satiation versus hunger, the pressure of, you know, of touch. Like there's so many senses within our senses even, but to just put that intention of noticing your senses, name one thing with each sense, just to connect to your body, just to connect to that physical, physiological state of your body. You can do a body scan. You can, you know, start at the crown of your head and work your way down to your toes and just focus on how each body, you can move through your chakras, through the crown, and then your third eye between your brows, move down your nose to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, right where kind of like your diaphragm, sternum ends. Down to your sacral, your belly button, your root. You can move down your body and then down your thighs, down your knees, down your shins, down to your toes to be aware of the sensations of your body. Jason and I do this every night before he goes to bed, and I kind of connect his feelings to that. Do you have any, you know, stuck feelings or stuck emotions that you weren't able to talk about today or feelings today? And sometimes, you know, he has some in his eyeballs that, you know, he saw something and he wasn't able to share his excitement or what was another one? Like, it's not always, you know, like that pit in my stomach that, you know, I'm nervous about or that, you know, I was angry about and I wasn't able to talk about it. Like it gets really fun too, like with the little ones, because we're able to just really talk about that connection piece to our physical body. We can connect to our actual breath wherever we're just rejoicing in our inhales and our exhales. and we're cherishing just kind of like the intake, the influx, our diaphragm, our how our lungs expand and contract. Just really embracing these pleasures of being and being alive. Just really connecting to those moments of, or those sensations and those feelings. And what helps you feel alive. So those are just a couple examples, because in the safety of meditation, like those things, the senses, the body scans, the breath, I don't do those every day. Like my meditations, they're different every single day, right? So the safety of meditation is when we allow ourselves to go through an experience of reintegrating with lost parts of ourselves, right? It happens to all of us. We were either postpartum and we're like completely in survival mode, that blur, or we're in a stressful situation. We're in a stressful season. Maybe we're going through a divorce, a loss of a loved one, something that is like, throw you on your ass. I am not okay. We all end up in these survival mode states where we can't be our full selves, right? We're in the state of survival mode, if you will. And we sometimes close down parts of ourselves to get through that ordeal, whatever that season is. We're just surviving. And this is this beautiful atlas of meditative experiences. It's what healing feels like when we're coming out of this state, when we meditate in a way that's healthy for us, when we're instinctively meditating, we're entering into an experience that allows our heart to open, right? We're going into the space of our heart to where we really feel like being again with all of ourselves. And it's going to be different every second. If you're going through that turbulent time, if you're in that tough season, but you're still practicing meditation, maybe you're not, and that's okay. But if you come back every second, it's going to be different. And you might not know what you're going to experience in this meditation from the next, or even at the beginning of this meditation to the next, 10 minutes of the meditation. But your inner knowing knows what it needs. You know what you innately, what you instinctively need in these moments, the hardships to the blissful states. And then when you emerge from being just immersed through this meditative experience, through this journey of being with yourself, with however you need it, however your body needs it, it might feel confusing. You might feel like, what the F is going on, right? But your body knew what it needed. And you come out and you'll feel more present. You'll feel more in tune with your senses. You'll feel just more appreciative with your breath and the flows and the dances of the beauties and the energies of life, the rhythm of coming home to yourself in a way that you need in the moments that you're in. And the purpose of meditation is to prepare us, to heal us, because it gives us back this higher quality of living. And I guess you could say the challenge would be is finding what works for you. And that's where I come in to help. But like your particular, like, are your eyes open? Are they closed? Are you sitting? Are you laying? Are you moving? What are your preferences? What are your attunements? What are your doorways into meditation? And we all can find our own individual way of being in meditation. It's a skill set that you have to dare yourself to be with yourself, to be with what you love. But by golly, it's going to help you fall in love with life. So, okay, the principle here is there is only one you. And taking the time to get to know yourself on such a level to honor and trust and care for what you need, there is such a poor normalization that it's bad to love yourself, that it's bad to be yourself, that there's some shame in that because you're conceited or you're full of it or whatever, that you don't care about others, you're not empathetic. What's the opposite of empathy? Is it unempathetic or not empathetic? Whatever, right? And like what Claire Unkefer said last week, like, be you, but don't be to you to the point of making others uncomfortable. It's a load of bullshit. Because I'm not saying to make others feel uncomfortable. Like, that's not the principle here. The principle is be yourself. Again, with kindness and respect and honoring other people also, but be yourself. And how to learn to do this with no judgments of yourself, no shames, no guilts. You allow your vulnerability to come forth and to surface. And do this with grace and compassion. Don't deny your body of your natural instincts, of your emotions, of your, you know, meditative states. It's a deep, intimate relationship with yourself. Every breath, like think of your breath. That is a deep relationship with yourself, with your life. So feeling the sense of coming home to yourself from a scientific perspective, you're able to rest also in the parasympathetic nervous system more often because your body is able to, you know, stay calm, to find peace, to be happy. Because your body knows what, you know what you need innately, you do. And your body, your brain, your body, it's going to begin to rewire itself to have access to this, to all your senses, to stay in that parasympathetic nervous system more often, to be able to reach the state quicker and easier when you come out of it, because we're going to come out of it, right? We're going to go in that fight or flight. We're going to go in the freeze. We're going to go in the sympathetic. But your baseline, your innate state of being is that parasympathetic, because a lot of us are living in that sympathetic fight or flight state more often than not. So I was not expecting all of this in this episode. I wanted this episode to be 10 minutes, but when, like, every time I say that, we typically get passionate and go pretty deep. So I hope through this episode, like, you give yourself permission to find what works for you and discard what doesn't. Discard what doesn't align to you, what doesn't feel right to you, because your inner knowing, you'll know what you need. And when you support that, when you accept that, you're going to have this synergetic connection. You're going to have this flow. You're going to be in your energy of alignment and celebrate that. Don't make yourself wrong for being different from someone else or from some generic mold or societal expectations or conditioning. Learn from yourself. Learn from, you know, the morals and the values that you were brought up with, or if you weren't brought up with good morals and values, how did that shape you into your now morals and values? You could take things from the outside with a grain of salt because you know that your power resides within. That is where your trust is. Your initiation, your action, your knowing, it can come from your soul and not some external force. You can do the foundational inner work, that root work, and stop shoving it under the rug and allow yourself to see and feel and be all of you. And this is where this is what naturally empowered living is. This is what I help you do through different exercises, meditations, energy healings, that foundational root work. Let me know, did I share this, not last week because Claire was on, the week prior, about how I'm thinking of doing like a meditation subscription instead of like a la carte meditation. So every time I literally, guys, like I have at least 50, probably closer to 75 or 80 meditations written down that I want to record. And it's just like, okay, finding the time to channel them out and actually record them. But I'm thinking of doing a subscription service to where it's going to be a very affordable, low price, you know, maybe monthly or have a yearly option. And I'll continuously add things to this platform, very low cost, add things to this platform. And like, let's see, like if the community is there, if this is how people kind of are interested in learning and growing, then we could have Q&As, we could have live calls together. We could do so much stuff and like they could just grow from there. But it came to me in a meditation recently that it's a lot of work, like for me to add like one meditation at a time. But then like for you guys too, it's like if I have one meditation at $11, well, what about you could have 75 to start with for $11 a month or something like that, you know? So right now they all are a la carte. However, I have a special coupon for you beautiful listeners. All of my services, meditations, one-on-one energy healings, the Balanced Mom Method course, I will have a 44% off coupon for everything. Type in NEL community at checkout and it will populate a 44% off discount coupon for anything, any service, any product. And spoiler alert, I haven't figured out how I'm going to do this yet, but I will be retiring the Balanced Mom Method course soon because I don't want to say we have outgrown it, because everything in that course is pivotal. It is foundational. I agree with, I created that course. I still value and agree with everything, but we're up leveling. Like we're ascending and we're having, I can't wait, but we are moving up, and I am so excited for what's to come. So now would be the time to get the Balanced Mom Method course. Okay. So wasn't going to share that either, because I have no idea how I'm going to retire it, when I'm going to retire it, but within the next month, I know that we will be retiring it. So, okay. Whew. Or if you're unsure of oh my gosh, Jenna, you just spewed at me so much stuff. Where do I start? Shoot me an email, hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. We could chat about a path that's best for you, or go to naturallyempoweredliving.com/products. And you'll have a list of every product, every service that I offer. And the Clarity Call is also in there too, if you want to schedule, not converse through email, if you want to schedule an actual Zoom call or phone call with me, I would love to chat. Okay, my friends, I love you. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to learn your energy of alignment and deepen your relationship within. I'm sending my love and so much light. Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling, to remind her that we are never alone, and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.